Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, March 23rd to Monday, March 30th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. There are some great offerings this week related to the critical community needs and challenges that we face. With regard to police reform, there is an update on the independent evaluation of the Austin Police Department's Police Cadet Training Program that takes place Tuesday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. The Black Austin Coalition holds a forum on the resolution that has been passed by City Council calling for restitution for Black Austinites and the creation of a Black Embassy. That discussion takes place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also on Saturday, the League of Women Voters of the Austin area and Common Ground for Texas provide an overview of several propositions that will be on the ballot in May to address issues relating to police oversight, local governance, and the petition to reinstate the camping ban. On the legislative front, there are a couple of legislative updates offered up by local officials on Thursday, March 25th, with Senator Sarah Eckhart providing an update at 8 a.m. and State Representative Vicki Goodwin providing an update to her constituents at 6 p.m. In terms of health access, Central Health is hosting a virtual grand opening of the Northeast Health Resource Center on Monday, March 29th at noon. The center will be housed at Barbara Jordan Elementary School. And in terms of racism, hate, and violence against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community, the YWCA of Greater Austin hosts several opportunities for engagement. There is a community dialogue on the topic of anti-Asian violence on Friday, March 26th at noon. And throughout the week, the YWCA is facilitating support groups for the Asian American and Pacific Islander community on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. We move on to events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. On weekdays at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on the COVID-19 response and related issues. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. Local forums to answer questions about the COVID-19 vaccine are being hosted by the City of Austin and Austin ISD on Monday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. in English and on Monday, March 22nd, same day, at 5 p.m. in Spanish. On Tuesday, March 23rd at 11 a.m., the Latino Research Institute's COVID Research Consortium at UT and representatives from Dell Medical School and the Migrant Clinicians Network will share practical perspectives on the COVID-19 impact on Latinx communities. And finally, on Friday, March 26th at noon, the Austin Business Group on Health hosts a presentation entitled, How Are You Really? A presentation and discussion on creating a supportive workplace environment for mental health so that organizations can effectively navigate the long-term impacts of the pandemic. Karen Reynes from NAMI is the featured speaker. I'll end the podcast by highlighting an event that our organization, the Community Advancement Network, is hosting on Monday, March 29th at 5 p.m., which is CAN's annual celebration and Butler Awards presentation. We will provide an overview of CAN's work in 2020 and celebrate the work of six collaborative projects and initiatives that that were critical to the community's response to COVID, as well as other vital efforts such as census outreach and the calls for criminal justice reform, all of which had to be managed during a global pandemic. The groups to be recognized are the Austin Justice Coalition, the Austin Latino Coalition, the Community Resilience Trust, Good Works Austin, Keep Austin Together, and the Travis County Census Complete Count Committees. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and/or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.